Welcome to Church Online today, and a special welcome if you're with us for the first time. My name is Lynn, and I'm the minister at Adelaide West. As we do each week, we light a candle here and at home. It's a symbol of our unity together in Christ, a reminder that Christ is the light of the world, and remembering new beginnings, new opportunities in Lent. Last Sunday at the 11 a.m. service, the Reverend Esmond Dowdy and I had the privilege of baptising Samuela Cisse. It was a joyous occasion and one to celebrate together across all of our services as Samuela was baptised into the Church of God. Today, Simon Storey will be sharing the message at all four services, and we're also farewelling Simon, Lisa and the girls as they leave us for ministry at Trinity Alberton Uniting Church, where Simon will start as the half-time pastor this week. Simon has been a member of this congregation for 27 years and Lisa at least 15 years or so, and they've both brought significant leadership over that time and they'll be greatly missed. But we're excited that God is calling them into ministry and they go with our prayer, our love and our support. This isn't goodbye, it's simply see you later, and we hope that Adelaide West will always be a home to them. At the last church council meeting, Simon was thanked for his leadership as chair of the church council, and Belinda Wilcox was elected as the new chair. And also for prayer, we're about to advertise positions for the new staffing structure, and we invite you to pray for this process. And finally, Adelaide West Youth are hosting the World's Greatest Shave on Friday, the 12th of March at 7:30 p.m. We even have one of our youth shaving his head, and we're hoping others will be happy to colour their hair. It's $5 entry, including supper, and we're seeking donations for this important work of the Leukemia Foundation, both online and also on the night. We worship together today as we celebrate. Where the Spirit is, there's freedom. Where the Spirit is, there's life.
Oh,
The reading today comes from Mark 8, verses 31 to 38. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Have you ever been disappointed or hurt by somebody? Not just a friend forgetting your birthday or your partner forgetting to bring the milk home that you asked them to do. I'm talking a little bit more cut to the heart. I felt pretty disappointed and hurt when Patrick Dangerfield decided to leave the Crows. It felt like a complete disregard for loyalty to his team, to me, one of his lackluster supporters. I mean, how could he do that to us? Well, okay, on a slightly more serious note, there's the matter of the high-profile preachers and teachers, significant church leaders from around the world, who are increasingly getting caught in and exposed to the world with sinful behaviour in their lives. This one is a little bit more significant to me than old mate Dangerfield. It's disappointing and hurtful to me because I've been taught by some of these people through their teaching and their preaching online. I've trusted them as I took time to listen to God's word through their messages. And it gets me wondering, as I too venture into a life of leadership in the church, where did it all go wrong for these people? How was it preaching on Sunday a fair on Monday? And then I look at myself. I remember that I too let people down. That I too am guilty of saying one thing from the front and sometimes doing another. That I too fall short in every way of the God I serve. Have you ever been disappointed by someone from your church community? Oh, that's getting a bit personal, Simon, isn't it? Well, yes, I guess it is. But God's laid a personal message on my heart, and I hope you can come with me. Maybe it was incidental. Maybe it was very intentional. Hurtful words, gossip, avoidance, distrust, or broken trust. Some of these can really hurt. Now, it could be said that we're human after all. We're bound to hurt each other at some stage. Well, this is true, I guess. But there's a significant danger with saying this too. All too often, we're willing to dismiss our sinful behaviour and choices as part of being human and working together in as a church family. Basically, we find ourselves saying, well, we're human, we sin, we're going to hurt each other along the way. That's how it is. But there are two significant problems here with this attitude. You see, it shows a complete disrespect for God. He made each one of us in his image. And his perfect love and transforming power is able to unify us in ways that we could never achieve on our own. It also shows a complete disrespect for God's people, the individual members who form your church family. But what's more problematic is when we allow this kind of culture to exist in God's family. You see, its members accumulate baggage and burdens that they were never meant to carry. Unresolved hurt, anger, resentment from the past is toxic to the life of a church family. The devil uses unresolved feelings and emotions to distort our perception of each other, to distort the way we treat each other, and to distort our willingness to serve and follow him. It stifles God's work amongst his people, and we become a people largely unchanged year after year. This exists in churches across the country. People weighed down by burdens that distort and distract them from displaying the key characteristics of a follower of Jesus in their lives. Without being set free from these burdens, we will not be able to follow where God is calling his people. We will resist change and avoid conviction, short-sighted of God's amazing plan. I firmly believe God has a strong hope and a future for you and your church community. But the health of your community starts with healthy individuals. What if? Imagine for a moment your life was completely free of burdens and baggage. No more resentment, anger, pride, or bitterness from the past. Imagine the freedom that would bring. How would it change your life? How would it change the way you related to people? One of the physical changes is that free people tend to give out more smiles. Some people even stand a bit taller, with shoulders back up after the burdens are lifted. How would this freedom change you? Jesus takes this one step further when he speaks in Mark 8, as we just heard. Reading from verse 34, "Then, calling the crowds to join his disciples, he said, 'If you want to be one of my followers, you must give up your own way, take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you'll save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world, but you lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message in these adulterous and sinful days, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in the glory of his Father with the heavenly angels.'" We can find this a bit jarring and uncomfortable in our Western world. Jesus' teachings are direct and it's hard to dodge the point of his message. He goes beyond just our burdens to say that we should give up our own way, to take up our cross and to follow him, give him authority over everything. How could giving over everything, our choices, our relationships, our burdens, and our whole life actually be a source of freedom, both individually and as a church family? We might not get everything we want. Things might not go the way we want. And that's just it. When we're out of the way, it leaves space for God to lead and for his plans to shine. It's freedom when we let God do the heavy lifting and we just fall in line behind him. If we look again at today's reading, this time from verse 31, Jesus reveals details of his own death and resurrection, and Peter takes him aside and reprimands him. This jibber-jabber from Jesus didn't fit with Peter's version of the plan. But it was never Peter's job to make God's plans, and neither is it ours. Jesus says to Peter, "Get away from me, Satan." This may sound a little harsh, but in these words, Jesus reveals the ease with which Satan can have us thinking that our plans are actually God's plans. Remember Adam and Eve? Satan managed to convince them too. If they just had a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more control over the situation, surely they'd be better off. Well, we all know how that played out. And ever since, Satan has been on a quest to convince all of creation that their need for control of their need for control and to hold on to familiar things. You see, Satan doesn't bother trying to talk Christians out of believing in God. He just bogs them down with heavy burdens and selfish ambition until they're either ineffective or they're toxic in their influence and their contributions. This may too sound heavy, and for good reason. Without a clear understanding of God's leading role in our lives, we will likely become inefficient or that toxic part of our congregation. What is it that God is revealing to you today? Are there burdens in your life that you need to give over to your Heavenly Father? His yoke is easy and His burden is light. He took all of our burdens in His death on the cross. He took them, not that we would continue to drag them along after ourselves, but that He might give us a freedom to follow Him without reserve or restraint. It's time. It's time to give up those familiar burdens and find freedom and lightness, a weight off our shoulders and a fresh invigoration in your spirit to follow God's plans and purposes, a freedom to love one another wholeheartedly with patience and tender kindness, a freedom to come before God without guilt and shame and know personally the intimacy He has always intended for you and Him to share. Do you want to be free to follow Him? What if every single person across your congregation came to a place of surrender before God? Take a moment to imagine what that would look like. A church family with no personal agenda, who are united under God in giving up of self and giving over their burdens and giving God permission to lead. A family who are not just open to God's Spirit at work, but in faith call on His power and expect Him to transform hearts and lives. A family who love ferociously and forgive freely. A family with the freedom to follow God wherever the next chapter is taking you. Let's pray together. Lord, give us the courage to hand over our burdens to You, that we might embrace the freedom that You offer. May we see the flourishing of Your Spirit in our congregations as we get out of the way and let You lead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's pray together. Loving God, you are our shepherd, and we want to follow you wherever you lead us, wherever you go. We pray for your help in that. We come to you with our prayers for others today. Father God, we pray for our world, for nations and peoples carrying burdens, the burden of war, oppression, hunger, sadness, or COVID-19. Lord Jesus, we pray for our communities. We particularly pray for those in prison and for those involved in prison ministry. And Holy Spirit, we pray for those we know and love, for those that are carrying burdens in their lives, finding it difficult to forgive, struggling with health, relationships. We pray for them. And we pray for your love, mercy, healing to carry them, that they would know your peace. Lord God, we continue to bring you our gifts, both financial and practical. And we pray that you would use those gifts to share your love with people in our streets and people in our world. And use us. And as you walk beside us, may our hands reach out love to those in need. And may our lips speak words of life and hope everywhere we go, we pray. Amen.
One, two, three, four. Lord, we thank you for your presence in this place, for the way you have revealed your love and grace. And as we've taken time to listen for your word, we pray our lives will demonstrate we've heard. Take these feet, may they always follow. To those in need, take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we know you are everywhere we go. Lord, we thank you for your presence in this place, for the way you have revealed your love and grace. And as we've taken time to listen for your word, we pray our lives will demonstrate we've heard. Take these feet, may they always follow where you lead. Take these hands, may they reach out love to those in need. Take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we know you are everywhere we go. You go before, you watch behind, you walk beside us. You go before, you watch behind, you walk beside us. You go before, you watch behind, you walk everywhere we go.
We hope this service has brought you joy and hope today. Last week we talked about what we could give up for Lent or take up for Lent using the Lent event by Uniting World, and this is available on Facebook and the website. Or if you would like a copy of the card to be sent to you, could you please email us at office@awuc.org.au, and we'd love to send it out to you. If you would like prayer, ring or email, or if you're watching live, press the prayer button. Thank you for being a part of this service, and we look forward to meeting together next week, in person and online. This week, we give over those burdens, remembering that true transformation comes when we act, when we step out. And we remember that God's love is so much greater than anything that we carry and enables us to be free to follow. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, friendship, and unity of the Holy Spirit be with each of you today and remain with you always. Amen. Blessings on your week.
Love to those in need. Take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we know you are. Everywhere we go, you go before. You watch behind, you walk beside us. You go before, you watch behind, you walk beside us.